We're featuring interviews from our archives today. At President Clinton's inauguration, Maya Angelou read a poem she wrote for the occasion, and she became the subject of popular fascination. Her best-known book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, has been on the bestseller list. So we're going to feature an excerpt of an interview we recorded in 1986. Maya Angelou has made chronicling her life into a lifelong occupation. She's written several volumes of autobiography. Angelou has had a remarkable life. As a child, she had a traumatic experience from which she's never fully recovered. She was raped by her mother's boyfriend when she was 7.5 years old. After the rape, Angelou withdrew into herself and went for several years without speaking. The years she didn't speak, she listened.
I thought of myself as a giant ear. Hey, something out of Gary Larson. A giant ear, which could just absorb all sound. And I would go into a room and just eat up the sound. And I memorized so many poets. I just had sheafs of poetry. Still do. I would listen to the accents. And I still love the way human beings sound. There is no human sound, voice, which is unbeautiful to me. I love them. And so I'm able to learn languages because I really love the way people talk. And when I was very young, blues singers used to come walking through the South with cigar box guitars, really a cigar box and a piece of wood and catgut strung along it. And they'd come around the store and sing. And the fellows from the Brazos of Texas had a sound which was absolutely Texan. And they'd sing, I'm just running around here, baby, I'm done. Thinking about you, well, my I'm done. Loving you, baby, well, anything you do. Oh, it's so gorgeous, I could pull my hair out. Then the guys who had come from Mississippi and a portion of Louisiana had another sound. They would sing, babe, please don't go. Babe, please don't go. Babe, please don't go back to New Orleans. They feed your rice and beans. Nowhere you ever seen. Babe, please don't go. And it was way back in the mouth, see. So I would listen. Just fantastic. I still get excited about any human being speaking or singing.
Did you have to find your own voice after those?
Oh, yes, for years I did. I didn't even know where it was placed, for that matter. And then I didn't trust it. I was afraid of, not said this before, but I was afraid it might leave, you see. Since I had pushed it away so long, it might, on its own, just take off. And then muteness is much like any other addiction. It stands just behind my eyesight, just behind my shoulder, in critical moments when a marriage ended, which I thought would never end. It stands there, offering itself to me, saying, I've got something for you. Come to me.
I'm really surprised to hear
it's
that.
It's terrible.
It's tempting to not speak.
Delicious.
I guess hearing that from someone as eloquent as you makes it even harder to understand, because you could use language to any effect. No.
It's so tempting that when I'm really in bad shape. I sing. And my mom and my son will find me wherever I am and stay with me and see me through that period, because it's there. It's saying, come.
Right.
I can make life so simple for you. You'll never have to explain anything again.
Maya Angelou recorded in 1986. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.